Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. Thanks for coming along with a little trip down memory lane for this hour. We're going to revisit some of the musicians and the music of the Invergordon Distillery Pipe Band, formed in 1964, sponsored by the distillery. It combines some of the greatest pipers and drummers of the time. And we're going to get tore in with the big music. Here's a piper in that corps, John McDougall, playing the Kilmore piece, Lady Margaret MacDonald's Salute. Thank you.
So, Ellen Donaldoch, Hammy and the Donation, Alapu, the Geistach Rishifib, a radio, Ur Viberach, I say Dolomach, KKRN.org.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. Some of Alec Duthart's drum salute to Max Rain, who was the chairman of Invergordon Distilleries Limited, the sponsor of the Invergordon Distillery Pipe Band. Those drummers in the corps, besides Alec Duthart, of course, were Bert Barr, Jim Hutton, Tom Mackay, Kit Reynolds, Neil MacDonald, Hamish MacDonald, and Jock Milton on bass. We started this hour with one of the pipers in the corps of Invergordon Distillery, John McDougall, a gold medalist, who played the Kilmore piece Salute to Lady Margaret MacDonald. Then into a March Strathspey and Reel set, starting with Hishiram and then the Wee Man from Uist. The Strathspeys were Campbelltown Kilty Ball, Donald Bain, and Sporting Jamie. That led into four reels, Del Downie's Reel, Marry Me Now, Miss Stewart, and Willie Davey. Then a 1955 recording of the pipe major of Invergordon. This was when he was still a pipe major of Edinburgh City Police Pipe Band. Pipe Major Donald Shaw Ramsey, one of the youngest pipe majors in the British Army, when he took over the pipe band of the 10th Battalion Highland Light Infantry at age 20. He played the chantreuse and the Dell in the kitchen. And back to the Invergordon pipe band with the Slow Air, Waters of Kailescu, into three jigs, the Goose in the Bog, Mary Horn's Jig, and the Maid on the Green. A set of famous 6-8 marches, two of them composed by pipe major Donald Shaw Ramsey, starting with the classic 6-8 Mrs. Lily Christie into the Banks of Farre, and then the 6-8 march General Montgomery. The hornpipe Callum Beck was again played by John McDougall from his CD in 1990, and that led into a big MSR from Invergordon, starting with the march composed by Donald Shaw Ramsey, Jimmy Young, then into the Strathspey Tulloch Castle, finishing with the reel, Broadford Bay. Pipe Major John D. Burgess, from The Art of the Highland Bagpipe, Volume 2, which is quickly becoming one of my favorite LPs, he played the hornpipe, The Mason's Apron, then into two hornpipes played by the band, Tom Bain's Lum, composed by Donald Shaw Ramsey, and The Four Quarts. And that was followed by some of the salute to Max Rain by Alec Duthard's Drum Corps. We're going to go out this hour with the Kilmore piece by John D. Burgess, again from the 1977 album The Art of the Highland Bagpipe, Volume 2, one of the most beautiful and haunting Kilmore pieces ever composed, Lament for Mary MacLeod. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.